AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the economy's solid growth could mean more interest rate hikes to hold off inflation.
Although inflation has moved down from its peak, a welcome development, it remains too high. We are prepared to raise rates further if appropriate and intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we are confident that inflation is moving sustainably down toward our objective.
Powell says economic growth has moved faster than expected and consumer spending has been strong, but those trends could keep inflation pressures high. Maui police have released a list of names of the 388 people still missing after the devastating wildfire on the island. John Pelletier is Maui's police chief.
This is not an easy thing to do, but we want to make sure that we are doing everything we can possibly to make this investigation the most complete, thorough to date.
The fires on Maui killed at least 115 people. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov rejected allegations the Kremlin was behind a plane crash that presumed to have killed mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin. His brutal fighters conducted a brief but shocking mutiny in Russia 2 months ago. Storms have killed at least 5 people in Michigan. There are downed trees, power is out, roofs have been torn off buildings. Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says stay away from flooded areas.
We need to be really careful in these circumstances. It's awful. People don't have electricity in their house. Their kids want to play. Please don't discourage them from playing in any of this water.
Forecasters say some of the damage may have been caused by 2 tornadoes in Michigan. A federal judge ruled West Virginia can restrict the sale of the abortion pill. A new AP NORC poll shows Republican support for gun restrictions is slipping, a year after Congress passed the most comprehensive firearms control legislation in decades. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising in early trading Friday ahead of a speech by the head of the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 is up 0.5%, coming off its worst loss in 3 weeks. The Dow is up 140 points, and the Nasdaq Composite is up 0.6%. The day's headliner is Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who is giving a speech at an annual event that's been the site of big policy announcements. The hope is that he'll say cooling inflation over the last year is encouraging, and that the central bank may be done hiking interest rates. The Fed has already raised its main interest rate to the highest level since 2001 in hopes of grinding down high inflation. Damian Troisi, New York.
Dutch brewer Heineken has completed its withdrawal from Russia 18 months after Moscow launched its invasion of Ukraine, selling its business in Russia for just 1 euro, about $1.08. Heineken says it would incur a total loss of $325 million for the sale to Russia's the Arnest Group. Ed Donahue, AP News.